What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to an episode of Welcome to Our Crib. I'm Sife.
I'm Gina.
Since you want to rename the damn podcast.
Well, if I can't, if I can remember everything, then we'd know the name of the goddamn shit.
Please. You want to talk about me?
That's all, folks.
Thanks for tuning in. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, thanks for flipping me off, dear. Welcome to an episode of the Interracial Odd Couple Podcast. We hope you guys are having a great week, as always, of positive vibes and achieving your goals one day at a time.
Yeah.
And you hope everybody's what?
High and right.
High and right, right?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
All right. What's been happening? Break it down for everybody. What's been happening?
I know
we here in the IOC household.
We didn't give an update last week, so, oh God.
Where are you going with this?
I don't know. Hell broke loose. That was about it. Hell broke loose. So, I was like, God don't love me. Somebody's against me. Oh, I just might as well die now.
Oh, man. Here you go.
Both my parents are trying to kill me. Mm-hmm. It's horrible. It's horrible. Life sucks sometimes. But
well, yeah.
You just gotta keep going.
One of my favorite quotes from one of my favorite rappers, he says, life sucks, dickhead.
No shit.
So, what happened, honey, if you want to talk about it?
Okay, so last week, a lady called, and she, you know, informed me that they denied Papa's Medicaid.
Boom, boom, ba-doom.
And so, of course, I have a panic attack on the phone with the lady, and I'm screaming and yelling, and like, because she's like, because I'm like, what the fuck next, you know, and she's like, well, you just need to sign the life insurance policy over and then...
To a funeral home.
And then you need to reapply and start over. And I...
After all this shit.
Flipped. And I said, you want me to go through 2 more months of hell? What the fuck? And again? Mm-hmm. So I'm just like... She's like... I'm so sorry. She's like, there's no other way. She's like, you just have to reapply. Just wait for a letter. You know, do exactly what her letter says. I will send a copy of, you know, what you need to take to the funeral home. And I'm like, okay, great. All right. If that's how easy you want to make it sound, all right.
Right, after all the fucking... Yeah, and everybody who's been tuning into our podcast knows the fucking conniption that we've been dealing with behind trying to get this shit together, man.
So, I'm waiting, and you know, when I'm waiting, and a week goes by, and we have to take Poppy to the emergency room.
Yep.
Because he's just not acting right. He was kooky as all get out.
Yeah, he's declining more and more. That's all that's going on.
So, we get him there, and my uncle and my, you know, papa is, and my uncle on that side is just bugging me about a fucking chair. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, fine.
Uncle on your mom's side.
Yes. Yeah. So I make a quick phone call up to the center, and I say, look, you know, can I bring...
That's the other scooter that we talked about. I don't remember which
the
episode
chair.
We were.
Well, he wants his recliner chair and the scooter. Mm-hmm. And I called up there and I said, you know, Papa wants to bring his recliner and his chair up there, and I want to make sure that this is okay before I have it brought over. And I said, he's been saying that he's asked and everybody said it's okay, but I just want to verify it. And then 2 seconds later...
Wait for it.
This bitch just says, your Medicaid was denied, and you are now at private pay, and you got $189 a day, and that man makes over $3,000 a month, and I'm like, what? No, he just, if he made over $3,000 a month, I wouldn't be in this position. No, fucking doubt. I could make that $3,000 work. $3,000 a
month. We'd get a whole separate house just for him. You know, right? Like, fuck out of here.
Get it all camered up.
What kind of world do you think we live in?
Right? I could have this all planned out.
And even he said that when we went and seen him. He was like, that'd be nice, wouldn't it? If I made that much money a month.
This lady was going off on me.
Yeah.
And
it was
I'm
completely rude and unprofessional.
I'm shocked. And I'm standing here walking into the ER.
Yeah, you're literally
in
the
doctor
damn hospital.
Is standing right there making conversations and
grandpa.
Staring at me. And I just froze because I am being yelled at on the phone. I don't know how to respond. And this man's looking at me because he knows she's got the answers. So he starts talking to me, and I just hung up the phone on that lady because I didn't
know. No, you already called her a bitch. Call her what it is. Shit.
And I just could not.
It was unprofessional. It was, like, it was rude.
I don't know how these people are being able to be this way and be in that profession in the first place.
Well, it was kind of like what we talked about just the other night when I said years ago, when you worked in the med field. And you worked around people that were fucking rude to patients and everything else. And you know how that shit goes. It's like that bitch obviously needs to get laid and needs her pussy licked, something.
No, she just needs to be out of that. If she can't handle it, she needs to get out.
Well,
because
yeah.
Because that's just, I'm not the one.
No, you're not going to talk to people like
I'm
that.
No. So I haven't yet.
And you had to, it was the worst timing ever for you to even answer the phone in the first place.
I had to swallow that shit.
Yeah.
And compose myself for this doctor asking me all these questions about Poppy. And I'm like, oh my God.
It's probably a good thing that
breathe.
Happened when it did happen because he probably would have been thrown out like Jazz and Fresh Prince.
Right.
The way you would have went off.
I had meltdowns all day the next day.
That shit been hard,
focus.
Ladies and gentlemen. It's definitely been hard. Her meltdowns and her depression has kicked in, which understandably so. It has kicked in a lot, and it's been getting me to the point where I'm ready to cuss out all kinds of family members. All kinds. Oh, and you know it's happening. It's coming.
But, amazingly, with that appointment, mm-hmm. Or when we took him to the emergency room, they was like, well, we can't find anything wrong, so send him home. Well, come to find out, they wanted to take him down to surgery and go ahead and get that stuff out of it.
Out of his hip.
His hip, from
because,
the hip surgery.
Yep, because it's just
and go
still
ahead and get all the metal out,
because
it was too long, and that's what was keeping him down.
And I feel like that has a lot to do with his mobility. I
and
really
it's
do.
And declining. That's mm-hmm. how, I mean, that's what's causing his decline.
Mm-hmm.
And, so, the ER, like, called an EMS, got us out of there, and before they could get down there to have Poppy admitted.
Mm-hmm.
And so, we've been on the phone with them. We got Poppy's surgery scheduled for tomorrow morning. So, if anything...
As of recording day.
Right.
This week.
So, if anything, I at least get a three-day break.
Somebody's getting a break.
I am like, fuck yes.
You ain't got to cry at ass cheeks and getting pissed on and...
I'm like,
take off
holy
more duct tape.
Hell.
Any of that shit.
I'm like, this is just amazing. I'm like, wow, I can breathe for just a few minutes. At
well,
least
I mean,
3 days.
At least
if
that, because it affords you time to even just focus on, you know, the other side of what's going on.
Papa.
Yeah, exactly.
Because he's like 2 hour in between. Mm-hmm. The changing and stuff is just really just knocking it. Just, I can't.
Yeah.
I don't know who to focus on. I don't know who is who. I don't know what's what. I'm like, what the hell?
Which is ridiculous to me, but, you know, because one grandfather of yours has two children that are able-bodied and able to take care of things, and your other grandfather has three children that are able-bodied and able to take care of things.
And I'm exhausted.
Yeah. Like, what the fuck is this shit?
I am so exhausted.
This shit, man, this shit is it's irritating.
It is. I'm like, my parents are intentionally and unintentionally killing me.
Mm-hmm. Wait until it's their turn.
I'm going to be dead before it's their turn.
No. No, you won't. What was that? What's that movie called? Nothing But Trouble?
Yeah.
With Chevy Chase and everybody. Yeah, man, shit. At the very end, he seen his imprint in the wall. Oh, no, you won't. Yeah, ain't going to be us. Ain't going to be gone out this bitch. Leaving Demi Moore and everybody behind.
Right.
We going to be out. Fuck all
I
that
like
shit.
Bobo and Little Devil.
Mm. Yeah, Bobo and Little Devil.
They're my favorites.
Yeah, that's a throwback. Revealing our age. Even though we've talked about it on the podcast before, we'd like to welcome all the new listeners that are listening this week.
Hello, hello.
Definitely appreciate you guys tuning in to us and checking us out. What have you seen in the media this week, honey? Let's move it along here.
Oh, I don't know.
Anything interesting?
No, but I got a number today.
Oh, do tell.
I'm going to do tell. Okay, so.
Where the fuck you been? Look, here. I might have to pause this for a second. Hold on, man. The fuck going on around this bitch?
Right? So, I go, you know,
Is he cute?
I am always on the couch. I think you've seen him. I'm always on the KTA, right?
Oh, yeah.
So
you talk, oh,
I make
yeah.
friends with the KTA people because I have no friends. So the KTA
you
is
got
the turnpike.
Friends, you got listeners.
So I drive the turnpike a lot because it's a lot faster to get all across town. It takes like 10 minutes instead of 30 minutes to get where I need to go.
That's how it works.
Right? So I take the KTA all the time.
We
and
live
I don't,
in Kansas. That's what KTA right. is.
And I don't have a K-tag, so I can just whip through. Because the reason I don't want a K-tag is because of that reason. I will take away the jobs of the KTA people.
What the hell are you talking about right now?
Because if everybody got a K-tag, then what's the reason for having the K-tag people?
Most of them don't work anyway.
They do work.
No, you don't. You just throw your change in it and keep it moving. You enter your damn ticket. You throw your change in it and you keep going.
Oh, no. During the day, there's people at them.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, it's a dangerous job anyway.
Yeah. So, there's this old man that I always see.
He's a brother.
Yes, he's an older man. So, well, come to find out, I mean, I've been seeing him for like a year at least. Mm-hmm. I mean, at least. Come to find out, I went to school with his son or his nephew. And this man, he is so nice. He's just like, you have a blessed day. You just share your smile. You know, he's so nice. And, you know, like yesterday, he wasn't on duty yet, but he still put my ticket in the thingy. I was like, oh, I could have done that because I'm like real quick at it. Mm. No, he's like, no, you inspire me. I want to do this. I'm like, okay. I'm like, that is so kind. That is so nice that I inspire somebody.
Yeah, you know, like, you know what he meant by inspired? You got a phone number. What the fuck are you talking about right now?
Well, today, I had to go
knock
today.
It knock it off. You know what that was.
So, no, it gets worse. So, today.
Oh, shit. I'm going to have to pull up on that nigga.
So today I go in because I told you I was going to go to Bed Bath because I got to get some toothpaste. And he was working, Papa. He was working. So we were chatting and because he was like, so how's the family? Because like, we talk about the family because that's why I'm always
who
running around.
Who has time to do this on the damn turnpike?
Well, because everybody.
Only you.
Right? Because everybody has K-tags and I'm the only one paying.
Oh, come on, woman.
So, anyways.
What the fuck? I'm listening. And so is everybody else.
So, anyway.
How you inspired him. Doink.
Plus, he was gone for like a month, and I thought, you know, something happened or, you know, something. But he did. He went. He had knee surgery. So I'm like, well, that's an old person thing. I don't have to do that yet. True. So, well, today he said, well, he asked about the grandparents, and I told him what was all going on, and he said that Medicaid thing is really tough because he had to go through it with his father.
Don't that many people have that? Not that many people have a K-tag. Seriously. Seriously. Hurry up, motherfucker.
No. Not many. Everybody has K-tags.
All right, finish this bullshit.
So he's like, you know.
Is that what,
like,
I saw on the napkin?
It's not a napkin. It's just a piece of paper.
Okay.
So, anyways.
See, I'll be watching.
He said, I see you.
See, yeah. Yeah, I played naive and stupid around here for a reason.
Why do you think it's still there?
Yeah.
It's still there in the seat where I set it.
I see that shit a few days ago.
So, anyways.
Who this is?
A few days ago, it was today. So, anyways. Let me tell my story. So, anyways, today he was, now I forgot. Oh, so he was like, well, let me give you my number. And if you ever need to talk, then you can give me a shout.
Every man in the world knows what that means.
And then he said, or a tickle. And I said, oh, do I need to giggle more? I'm like, what?
Only you would say some goofy shit like that. What are you doing? Seriously.
I know.
Let a woman tell me, do you need a tickle? Or do I need to giggle more? You look at me like, motherfucker.
You're mean. I don't know what to say.
What do you mean I'm mean?
Things just fly out my mouth, and I'm like, okay. I laughed about that shit all the way to fucking. I mean, I cracked up all the way to Bed Bath, and then all the way back home. I cracked up about that shit.
That's,
I was like, a tickle.
That is only you would say some dumb shit at the moment like that. I mean, ain't nothing mean about what I say. Well, there's been plenty of times I've been mean.
Yeah.
I've been mean. But like that chick that wrote me that note, right. What episode was that? We talked about
I
that.
Don't know.
And you could get it. What if I would have said some shit like, get what? A tickle?
A tickle. I'm like, what am I, a teenager?
Well, he get knee surgery in his eyes, yeah. He's still on his R. Kelly status. He was a high school wrestling coach.
He's the one that he teaches, is an assistant. I don't know, assistant coach or something with the football.
And?
That was it.
That was it.
I just giggled all the way.
Fuck out of here. How are you divulging your information to complete strangers? Oh, that's right. Thank you for listening to the Interracial Odd Couple podcast.
They're my friends. Everybody's my friend.
Thank you for tuning in this week. In the last 32 weeks. Oh, shit. That's pretty funny, hon.
Thanks.
You still got a little mojo going. My baby.
I died.
Out here sexy on these black men.
Oh, goodness.
Woo, shit.
It's so funny.
Where's the number?
I said in the car on the seat.
Why ain't it in the trash yet?
I guess I always leave everything on that seat till I clean it out.
I'm watching.
You watch, honey. You watch. You can go clean out my car, please.
I ain't doing shit.
Okay, but then I wait.
I washed that motherfucker already. And it don't look like it already.
I know. We had like bird shit invasion.
Man, something like that. Eating all them damn berries and shit off the trees.
Oh.
In the middle of December.
Frozen berries.
Eating them acorns and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's funny, honey. Hey, yeah. You still sexy out here in these streets. To the senior citizens and AARP holders.
Right. Nice.
You busy enjoying that. And I'm busy trying to look. I'm looking for some Old Town Road pigeons. That's what I'm looking for.
Oh, goodness. Yeah.
Them Old Town Road pigeons. Have you seen those?
No.
Them pigeons that's wearing them cowboy hats. And animal rights activists are mad about it. Somebody's been putting cowboy hats on pigeons. And that shit had the nerve to be trending on my fucking Twitter. Like, what the fuck is this shit? So it's some Old Town Road pigeons, man.
Are they big? No, they're just big. Little
no, they're little miniature little cowboy mini hats. Hats. And animal rights activists is all pissed off, knowing damn well there's more important things in this damn country to worry about.
Right. Well, oh my God. There is no harm done to any pigeons yes. in making of this yeah, come picture.
On, man. This shit is fucking stupid. The shit that people just, man, whatever. And shout out to animal rights activists. I'm not mad at animal rights activists because there's a lot of fucked up shit that does happen to animals.
They just in the mad world. But they didn't
these
think
are
of
just hats on a damn pigeon. Like,
they just mad.
That made me think, like, what would I do? Like, super glue some top hats to dolphins and shit? Like, I've always said if I was ever super rich, I would get a giraffe that wears a fucking chain. I want a giraffe with a damn dookie chain or a Flavor Flav clock
oh my God.
Around a giraffe's neck.
Yeah.
Scythe, why you do that? Because I can. Okay. Just because I can.
Yeah.
Yeah, the shit people worry about in this world, man.
The only thing we'll get is probably an alpaca.
And a what? An alpaca?
Alpaca?
Oh, wow. One of them goofy-looking things. Didn't you have one of those as a child?
No.
You had a llama.
We had a
llama. That's pretty much the same thing.
They're in the same family.
They look the same.
They're in the family. I guess they're
cousins. We ain't
getting
no damn
alpaca.
What
know.
Is wrong with you?
I do. That you can put a little clock around, too.
I ain't putting a clock. No, around a giraffe is funny.
That thing would be pretty and pimping.
Pretty and pimping? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I guess, woman. So we coming up on the end of the year this year.
Mm-hmm.
Season 3 is coming to a close very soon, and we're going to take a little bit of a time off. A little time off to refresh, get things straightened out for the new year here pretty yeah. soon. What are some of the things, what are some of the highlights that you enjoyed this year, honey?
I really don't know.
Yeah.
Like highlights of things
that we've done, or things that you've done, or things that you thought were funny, or anything.
Getting to go to Texas and Kansas City was great.
Yeah.
Or Topeka was great.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Kansas City was fun, yes, too. Mm-hmm. That was all fun. I don't know. We didn't get to do much.
You went to South Padre, too, remember?
I know.
Watching all them asses twerk on spring break.
Man, you had to hold your breath so you didn't get an STD.
Yeah, well, that's how it goes. Welcome to the United States of America.
With teenagers.
Yep. Not even. Yeah. Everybody's still spreading STDs.
Yeah, but you put like a million teenagers in one spot, and it's just, wow. What the fuck did I get myself into? You want some Coke?
Yeah.
No, dude. I'm good.
Hey, Darlene, how's Bible study down there? Going great, Mom.
Right. Crazy, crazy shit.
Mm.
I don't know. I mean, I can't remember half of it, but a lot of it.
You got a greenhouse this year?
I think my chest was pounding out my body. Mm. And the other half, I just kept it swinging and going and playing and having fun, I guess, doing.
And skipping and bebopping and everything else.
Mm-hmm. Just going about the day until the day ends up to be a year and it's over.
Yep, it's already over pretty much, man.
Yeah.
Christmas is right around the corner.
Yes, I got my greenhouse stove, by the way. Mm-hmm. I did. I'm going to make my
table. You got all kind of shit this year. You got your Bluetooth. You got all kind of stuff.
I know. I got to...
Because I'll be taking care of you.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
I got to get that table made.
You just spoiled.
I know I am. I didn't say it wasn't.
Yeah, we'll get the table made soon.
Yeah.
We'll definitely have time to do that. The only thing that I was happy about is I got to achieve my goal of hitting my goal of the financial mark that I wanted to have in savings this year.
Mm-hmm.
Got to do that, even though y'all cost me money.
Yeah.
You and the kids.
We did.
I was definitely able to do that. That was one of the main things I enjoyed.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Getting after this paper.
Yeah.
Yep, definitely going after that. No, I was happy about the beat tape that I put out this year.
Mm-hmm. It was very good.
Yeah, the beat tape. I'm actually going to refresh that and put it out again here pretty soon. And, I could talk about it on our platform. I'm going to do a surprise podcast with Sis on the creation of the visuals and everything else. And I think I've talked about it before. But, we're going to do a surprise podcast with that and, you know, put it back out there as a refresher for people how dope that shit is.
It is dope as shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I enjoy doing that this year. I definitely, especially the tail end of this year, I got some new, you know, programs and apps and stuff that I'm looking forward to learning and getting into and putting out a whole nother B-tape next year. That's going to be fun to do. And I'm going to put out my other album, too, that I've been working on next year, too.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Definitely going to do that, too. So I've been looking forward to just even, look at how, just reflecting back on how far we've even came.
Yeah.
You know. We were talking about that just a few days ago, too. Mm-hmm. Just kind of sitting back and reflecting while I was on my rant and pissed off at your family and everything and everybody else's bullshit.
You're right. It's a lot.
No, just thinking about how far we came in just the last few years, handful of years especially. Mm-hmm. You know, it's been very important to me and how far we've came with that. Not just financially. That's not what I'm talking about. Just us in general. And the things that I'm looking forward to doing. And the other things that I'm looking forward to achieving, man, that's what I'm on.
Good.
I'm on that. Somebody got to be selfish in the relationship for us, and it's going to be me, since you're the most caring and giving person in the world that you can get a phone number from a dude working at a KTA.
That thinks I need to be tickled.
Yeah. Hang a mistletoe over your dirty chimney and come slide down. Yeah.
I'm glad we don't have a chimney.
No, but I'm also looking forward to the new year, 2020. Yeah, it's going to be an interesting year next year. We'll see what happens, you know, like I've talked about last week with the election year coming up and all that. And, you know, people that are working in union jobs and stuff like this, there's a whole lot of shit that's going to be going on next year. But, you know, stay focused on your goals and stay positive. And just, you know, focus on what's most important. It should be your family and your loved ones and your friends. So what are you looking forward to doing next year? What goals do you have set out ahead of yourself for next year, babe?
I mean, I don't do that new year, new me shit.
Yeah,
I mean,
that shit out of here. That shit never works.
I mean, congratulations to those that love to do the new year, new me.
Not saying that it never works.
2.5 seconds.
Yeah.
I don't do that just because I always want to be better. Every day, I always want to strive
to be. That should be something
you
set out to do, period. Yeah.
Right. So I'm not going to be new year, new better me or something. I'm just going to do that anyway. So fuck it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I hope things settle down so I can get back on track with me and what my initial goals were.
Yeah. Are they still there?
They're there. Yeah. I just can't get to them.
Yeah, we got another.
They ain't going away.
We got another Christmas gift in the mail this week with the jar and the airlock.
Yes.
And I don't know how that shit works, but I'm looking forward to blowing up the kitchen.
Right. We're still going to blow up the kitchen. I upped our insurance.
Yep. What are we doing?
We are going to try to make some wine.
Yeah, homemade wine.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be fun, man. I'm looking forward to doing that. That's going to be fun as shit.
We're going to try.
Yeah, you keep talking about moonshine. I'm like, man, I'm black. I don't do that shit. I ain't from the rural south either.
You were looking at the brewer system.
Yeah.
And yeah, wait.
And shit, I was like, man, look at this chemistry set looking shit.
Yeah, I want one of those.
Dexter's Laboratory.
When we do find a house that is perfect for it, I do want... You know, I do want one because I want it. It's just one of those small little distilleries.
Mm-hmm.
But I do want one. I do want to, you know, grow fruit that I can make, you know, all sorts of different moonshines or beers or whatnot. So, yeah, I do want to do that.
Yeah, that's going to be fun, though. We've got our little starter set.
So we're going to start how to...
Learn how to make some wine.
Learn to make our wine. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to make some starter juice for it, too. So
That's going to be fun,
though. We'll have that going. So
I'm excited about that.
I'm going to make that
the easiest... I'm excited about the pear tomato plants next year.
We've got a lot going. We got a lot good stuff going. So.
Hell yeah, man. We're going to keep it that way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Despite all the turmoil and the EF5 tornado of a life that we live in, pun intended, living in Kansas.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, despite all of that, I'm looking forward to doing a lot of that cool stuff.
Yeah. A lot of times I think that everybody should have, you know, even just if they have space for a 5x5 little itty bitty garden, make something, you know, grow something.
Yeah.
It makes you feel good.
Yeah, it's not just a distraction. It's also just a way to just, you know,
let you breathe, let you be somewhere, you know, quiet, and you get to just watch something, do something cool.
Yeah, because even the other podcast that I do. Yeah, I was getting glad. I was like, yeah, I see you watering the garden this morning. Yeah, fool, I sure the fuck was. Yes. I sure the fuck was.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I'm looking forward to doing some of that. Mm-hmm. I definitely look forward to doing that. Because when I was looking through some of that stuff, I was like, man, that does look interesting. That looks like something cool that we could do together.
Yep. It is. It's really nice. Especially, you can get your hands dirty.
Mm. I do that anyway.
Get the earth through your body. Don't eat it.
Yeah.
I mean, you can. It keeps you healthy. Keeps your immune system built for all these nasty things that people throw at you.
Like STDs.
Yeah.
And numbers.
I haven't been sick in a while. Thank goodness.
You might be careful. If you're getting tickled, you might catch something.
I know it. You got to stay in your booth.
Oh, shit, man. What are you looking forward to as far as... Well, before I ask you that... No, I'll go ahead and ask that. What do you see us doing with our podcast next year?
I don't know. Hopefully we get smarter.
What do you mean, hopefully we? You better speak for yourself.
Shit.
Well, what you mean, shit? Well, what? Don't be looking out the window. Look right here in my eyes.
Guess we gotta catch up.
The same eyes you looked into rubbing on this kneecap. That's sore right now. Speaking of knee surgery.
Get that arnica on it.
Yeah, I already did. What do you see for a podcast? Cameras. So people can actually watch us.
I do want it to grow and expand a
little
bit.
It is actually doing that.
And it'll get there. I mean,
this is the most consistent we've actually done this.
I want to get the web page going so, you know, people can see us and be interactive that way.
Yeah. You know how far I'm looking into it because you freak out every time I bring it up.
I do.
And I won't say it right now, but yeah, that's how far I see us taking this podcast. I really do. Sure. No, but yeah, I do see us taking it to another level next year. You know, at least making some upgrades.
Yep.
Some more upgrades. That's going to be exciting.
Keep it rocking.
Yeah. Yep. Because season 3 is coming to a conclusion soon.
Yes.
We're going to take a little bit of time off and jump right back into it.
So who knows? Season 4 might be like, ba-damn.
It might be like, what?
Then season 5 will be like, boom, boom.
Seriously?
Sure. Sounds good.
Sounds like you need to be tickled.
I do think so. Come here a little closer.
Oh, shit. Some of my personal goals, though. I'm going to hit another financial mark. Definitely want to do that. I'm definitely focused on that, too. And no, I'm not predicated on money, and that's not my main focus. But money does help people. Let's not.
Yes, because
let's just call
we have
it what it is.
We have a goal for 2021 mm-hmm. yep. for us to start looking.
I'm already looking, yeah, beyond all that. Looking for, yeah.
So, uh-huh. I mean, we have, you know, future goals and then goals that yeah. we need to do now.
Because you know how you women out there are in the world. You got to have it now.
No.
I'm just kidding. But a lot of women do. Yeah, they like, sure. they're impatient and have to have things now and have to, like, fuck all that. I'm already thinking 3 years from even 2021 and then 5 years from mm-hmm. from that point, you know, from 2024 to 2029 to, yeah, that sounds crazy just even saying that out loud, don't it?
I still haven't got my little ships that fly in the sky.
What the hell are you talking about?
The Jetsons. That was the future.
That's not happening. That was supposed to happen. What was it in Back to the Future? That was supposed to happen in 2001.
Yeah, 2001.
Yeah, that shit was already damn near 20 years ago.
They didn't even get us the flying little...
We ain't even got a DeLorean. What do you mean? We got drones and bullshit. That's what we got.
We didn't even get the flying skateboards.
Yeah. Oh, the hoverboard?
We couldn't even yeah. come up with those.
Yeah, if we got a hoverboard, it's still got wheels. I ain't getting on that bitch. Fuck you. No, but I do look forward to the new year, though. You know, I always think about it 1 year at a time, too. You know, just like, okay, every... 3 to 6 months, I always do like some self-inventory. That's what I call self-inventory mm-hmm. and seeing where things are at and where I want to, you know, what things need to be changed and what things need to be improved on, what things I need to fall back on, you know, just from a personal perspective on how I look at that too.
Oh, that's good because I don't.
Well, somebody has to.
I just go day to day to day. Oh, good, I woke up today.
Well, of course, it's one day at a time.
Now, what did I tell myself to do the day before? Fuck. Okay, we'll just start over. That's my day.
Well, that's every day. I mean, but yeah, I mean, a lot of people live that way, and there's nothing wrong with that. You do have to live one day at a time.
I don't want to live that way.
Why?
Because I.
That's a new goal?
Don't want. No, I would. Shit, that goal was probably already there from, like, when I was a child. No, it's just, I don't know. I would like to be able to, it's not that I'm not unorganized or anything like that. It's just that.
Are you not what now? Say that again.
My brain, the way it works is just fucking scattered.
Scatterbrain. Have you listened to our podcast?
It's like I already it's forgot what yang, we're honey, talking about.
Yin and yang, yin and yang.
Playing back. I don't know.
Shit, I was mad that I was like, man, I couldn't find my phone. Ask me if I put it in the refrigerator. I'm like, I don't have Alzheimer's. Shit, what the fuck? That shit fell out my pocket and it fell into that black hole in the side of your seat of your vehicle. Oh yeah, it was in the side of the seat of my truck. And I'd look. That's what's so funny. I went out there and looked too, and I was like, man, I don't even see it. But I didn't have the light on either. Mm-hmm. I didn't have because my phone is black, like it's supposed to be.
Right. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Blackness.
And
I found it.
Okay.
I found it. But yeah. Talking about, well, did you put it in the refrigerator? I don't have Alzheimer's. No.
So does that mean I have Alzheimer's?
Your phone was never in the damn refrigerator. What have you put in the refrigerator? Do I dare ask? Oh, God.
I see some fucked up things during the day.
Like what? Ooh, juicy gossip.
No, I wonder what I'm doing half the time. I'll go from one room. Like, I'll sit there and I will go in to the kitchen to get me my soy milk. And I'll grab the carton. But I'll bring the carton all the way in the bedroom and I'll be just standing there like, what the fuck was I doing? Am I supposed to? What?
You about made me spit my soy beer out. Seriously.
Yeah,
you do some questionable shit sometimes. I'm like, what are you doing?
I will randomly just just get up and just walk to another room. And I'm like, why?
Yeah, even I know you do that. I mean, like, what are you doing, babe? What are you looking for? I don't know.
I have no idea. I don't even know why I got up. Oh, like, man. You stupid idiot. You were comfortable.
Holy shit.
Last night, I was so pissed off at myself. Papa was bugging the fuck out of me. So I'm like answering the phone. Well, will you get me? I need some eggnog. I need this. I need that. And I'm like, yeah, well, yeah, whatever, whatever.
He needs his ass kicked.
And so I'm looking at the clock. And for some reason, my head, it's saying 8:40. So I'm like, okay, feed the dogs real quick. Let go and run to Nano Poppy's. Stop at Quick Trip because I want something warm. I don't know why I want something warm, but I do because I'm fucking freezing.
Warm and tickly.
So, right? And then I get there, and I get to 47th and K-15.
That's a street in Wichita, Kansas.
And I, like, look at the clock, like, five times. And I'm like...
I hate that intersection.
I'm like... I don't think I'm supposed to be here. What am I doing? And it is 7:45. I'm like, I am not supposed to be here. I'm like, I had to go all the way around and come back and sit down. By the time I got back here, it was 8, so I had 40 minutes to sit. I was like, what the fuck?
At least you didn't stop on the train track.
No. But my ass. No, and in the meantime, I almost died.
No, you didn't.
I did too. This bitch. We're turning. There you go. We're turning at K-15.
Yes, you told me.
And this bitch is in the middle of the turn and just slams on her brakes and stops. Like, did you forget that the light was green? Did you think that you fucked up? Because you didn't. I promise you didn't, but you almost did. I'm like, what the fuck?
Man, people be driving stupid. For real.
And then she started going. She slammed on her brakes again. I'm like, what the fuck?
She might be looking for an Old Town Road pigeon.
I don't know.
Might have seen one.
So, finally, she decided to go. I'm like, Jesus, what the hell?
Yeah,
I'm like, the cars are stopped. They're stopped because you got a turn light. I'm like, no brainer.
You know what's so amazing? It's just 9 times out of 10, people just be on the fucking phone. Just on the damn phone driving. I don't understand how people do that shit.
I don't know.
That's how I get home safe every day. That's how I get to work every day safe. By not being on the fucking phone.
Yeah.
Because I look around, just even this morning when I was going to work this morning. It's 4 a.m. And all I could see is just the reflection of somebody's fingers next to me at a fucking at a fucking intersection.
Like, who the hell, like, is up at fucking 4 a.m? Like, go back to bed. Is it that damn
important to talk about something stupid on Facebook? Fuck you dumbasses on Facebook. Facebook sucks. Get out of your little pocket, man.
Jesus.
That's me talking shit. But yeah, man, Facebook is boring. Get out of here. Yeah. It's the same old people saying the same old shit. Especially if you ain't making new friends all the time. Like, no, I'm not doing that.
I don't make friends.
No, we do this. This is what we do.
Yeah.
Podcasting.
We do that.
Yeah, we slowly germinating the world. Slowly expanding. And it's pretty cool to see that too.
Yeah.
Yeah, to see how many countries we hit and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, it is awesome, man. We do appreciate you guys that do listen to us on this podcast. We do. It's pretty badass to see.
Mm-hmm. Very kind.
Yeah. We'll go ahead and start wrapping this up, honey. I know we gotta
bust a move. Get Poppy up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. One day.
One day left. Oh, and then you might get tickled.
Better be by you. Are we
shopping? Who else would it be? Oh, that's right.
goodness.
I'm just messing with you, baby.
Okay.
No, shit, you cute and sexy.
And most of the time that I go through there, I have no makeup on. My hair is fucking crazy.
Sweatpants, hair tie, chilling with no makeup on. That's when you're the prettiest. I hope that you don't take it wrong.
That's a great song.
Hell yeah. This is an old song, but it's still a jam, ain't it?
It is a good song.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, baby. Anything you want to tell everybody coming up, even though we're going to be concluding season 3 very soon?
Yeah, just relax, breathe.
I'm thinking we're going to probably do maybe one or two more episodes before we go ahead and take a little hiatus.
You asked me.
Yeah, you know, my bad.
Okay.
My bad. What the fuck was you saying?
I don't fucking know now.
Oh, honey, I'm just playing. What do you want to tell people, honey, going into the new year?
Just relax and breathe. Do a lot of breathing. If somebody pisses you off, just breathe some more.
Just do a lot of breathing.
Just do a lot of breathing. This planet needs more hot air. Something.
Or get or release a lot of your hot air. No, but on a serious note, man. If you are, like we've been talking about, especially reflectively over the last couple of weeks, going through hard times this time of year.
Reach out.
We've lost some loved ones this year. And if you've lost loved ones this year, it is tough. It's tough to deal with. You know, definitely, like Gina just said, reach out. Do what you need to do to make sure that you're okay, to continue to, you know, to stay focused on what you got to do and focus on your drive and your ambitions and your goals. Stay focused on those things. And just make sure that, you know, let your friends, family, and loved ones know that you do appreciate them, that you do love them. The people that are really there for you. You over there busting your head. It's all right, honey.
No, your voice is tickling my ear. Yeah. I'm being tickled.
Yeah, I guess.
All the damn earwax, probably.
Oh, you're going to blame it on the earwax.
Yeah. Right.
But yeah, we've experienced some loss this year, too. And, if you're dealing with tough times this holiday season, definitely reach out. Do what you need to do to.
You can message us.
And if you are, you definitely can message us. And we could definitely discuss certain things and talk about certain things too. I mean, whether you're dealing, like I was trying to allude to a little bit last week, but we were pressed for time with, if you're dealing with addiction or loss or any of those types of things, depression. I mean, we've experienced it. We've lived it. We do live it sometimes. You know, I'm no better than anybody. You're no better than anybody. I mean, we all shit the same color, hopefully. If you don't, you might want to see a doctor about that. I mean, but if you are dealing with tough times, and even if you are experiencing some great things and positive things, you know, we would love to hear from you and share it with us. You can reach out to us at interracialoddcouple@gmail.com. You can follow us on Instagram at interracial_odd_couple_podcast. You can follow us on Twitter also at ILC Podcast. You're not alone. Mm-mm. You're just not alone out here in the world, especially if you're dealing with taking care of the elderly, which has been a big, big narrative on our podcast this year. You know, people definitely have been coming up to me in person. They don't interact so much on social media. A lot of the people mm-hmm. that do listen to us that we know. And they get a kick out of just hearing what we're dealing with. But a lot of them relate too, because mm-hmm. there's another individual that I talked to, and he's in an interracial relationship, ironically too.
Mm-hmm.
And he also has his father-in-law living with them, and it's kicking his ass. You know what I mean? So
I bet.
It's kicking his ass. So he looks forward to listening to us every week. And he, you know, it gives him
just
a breath.
Stay strong.
It gives him a chance to breathe. You know what I mean? Just to hear us. It's like, oh, but.
Breathe.
Yeah.
But go smoke a bowl. Yeah. Say, I got to go.
Yeah. But the point is, you're not alone. You're definitely not alone with trying to figure out some of the stuff. Whether you're dealing with your own personal issues or you're having relationship problems. Any of those type of things, you know.
So before you take it out on somebody else, remember, they probably are having a hell of a life too.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
yeah,
yeah. That's a fact. And that has nothing to do with a bitch that works in a clinic that needs, I mean, you can order something online.
She needs some fucking act right. Oh, and Gina needs to that give that act right to her.
She's got USB chargers that you could download different settings. Quit playing. Quit playing her. This is not an ad.
It won't be in pill form.
This is not an ad.
Oh, goodness.
All right, everybody. We hope everybody has a continued great week. Hopefully you in the new year, going into the new year, hopefully in the rest of this year with family, friends, and loved ones. Right, dear?
Yes. Just be around people who make you happy.
Yeah. Yeah, and if they're negative,
those Debbie Downers, just Debbie Downers, kind of keep really. Them at bay.
Debbie Downers, negative Nancys.
Yes. Boy, are they just a mess.
Dreary Drews.
Those little drama peeps.
Fuckhead Felicia.
Wow. No, Felicias. Don't you go emailing us.
Bye, Felicia.
No, Felicias. We love you, too.
Hey, okay? Man, we throwing white names in there. I can throw some black names in there. All right, everybody, have a great week. Have a great weekend. Christmas is right around the corner. Remember, you ain't got to go all out.
No.
People just need your presence and not presents.
Yep.
As you said.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And hopefully you have a great time. Just, you know, embrace your family, embrace your friends, embrace your loved ones, even if you're dealing with some hard times. Mm-hmm. Just do that.
Make some eggnog, some wine. Do something. Make something.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That make, could be something.
Make some edibles.
Hey, now we talking.
Something good that you can get through it.
Now we talking. Shit, I got my little Sega Genesis Mini over there, man. I'm looking forward to that.
Staring at you.
We'll play some Earthworm Jim in this bitch.
Oh, dear.
Hell yeah, man. Kid Chameleon, are you kidding me?
I have no idea.
Yeah, hopefully all them codes still work. All them cheat codes. But yeah, man. Yeah, I forgot what you had to have, man. You had to have that cartridge that had the fucking cheat codes. Game Genie. I think it's called Game Genie.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, yeah. People that know Sega knows what I'm talking about. Well, all right, everybody. Have a great weekend. And we shall talk to you next week.
Bye.
Deuces.